Welcome back. Okay, so my name is Bhanu Prasad, and so today we are going to share some very interesting experiences of probably what each one of you are experiencing right now. But then how do we do this locally at various cities in India? So I think you'll all be interested to know how that happens. I'll ask you a question and please tell me, how many of you here have been invited by a friend who inspired you to come here? How many of you saw this link on a website or a social media and then came here? Yeah, so that's the essence of the SIT retreats. The spirituality in IT retreats are all about how IT professionals help other IT professionals, because we know exactly what we are going through, the tensions, the pressures, the benefits of meditation, and then we go out and then share our experiences. So if you look at a majority of them who are here, they are here because they have got a word of mouth, a reference from somebody else saying, by the way, I have tried something like this, why don't you go here? And a lot of our programs that we do at the Brahma Kumaris in the local chapters are all done this way, so that we can help. So we have these 20 wings. Each of these wings actually focuses on their respective profession, and the people who are already taking benefit in that profession then go out and help others who are in the same profession as theirs, so that there is a lot of resonance in terms of what exactly is the problem that they are going through. So very similarly, we have done this for the spirituality in IT retreats as well. In each of these retreats, we usually have one person who shares and make it as practical an experience as possible. But all of these programs don't necessarily happen at our centers like it's happening here in Mount Abu. They also happen in your office space. They could happen in a public space. But then how do these programs happen? Who are the people behind it? And when those programs happen, what are the kind of outcomes that we have seen? And how is the process? How does this happen? So for example, tomorrow if you have to share this experience of what you have seen in Mount Abu into your local office, wherever you are working in India, how do you go about doing this? So this session will give you some insights into how you can approach those. And if you want to also conduct a program and you don't know who is the speaker that you should invite, what is the topic that you can conduct, what topics would be useful to your office colleagues, then we'll give you a bunch of topic ideas. And so, by the way, here are topics that almost all IT professionals will actually benefit from. So the way we are going to do it is, we have four cities that we have selected. We have four states, I should say. So we have somebody from Kochi, Kerala. We have Bangalore in Karnataka. We have Delhi. And we also have Pune and Hyderabad. So we have taken examples. There are programs happening in other places as well, but we have taken these as examples to show you sample of how programs happen and then how you could do something like this back at your place. So let me invite on stage our brother Bharati Bhai. So he's from Bangalore, but he has been volunteering for conducting programs like this in Kerala, and he's also active in the Bangalore programs as well. So we'll listen from him for a couple of minutes, and then please, and then you can also ask questions, by the way, in between, in case you have any questions about how did you approach this, how did you do this program, and so on. So Bharati Bhai, why don't you please share with us how you have done the programs in Kerala, and how did that happen? What kind of programs, who attends those programs typically, and what kind of benefits do the people see?
Om Shanti. So basically, Kerala, everything is a new beginning there as far as this SIT programs are concerned. You know that Kerala is not a IT frightened state, but recently some info parks and came, and then that interest started there actually. In fact, Kerala, we started basically, if you rightly say, it is something like a homely atmosphere we created in a center, where we invited some of the interested folks to come to the center and listen to it actually. And first level, we are not knowing what they look for, so we started with the basics first. So with the basics of Raja Yoga meditation, we arranged a center program, and most of the people who are in and around the center, which is in the main place in a city called Ernakulam, where there was one of our main center was there, and people were invited to the center actually. And then slowly people started coming there and started sharing what they look for also actually. And they found that this meditation is somewhat interesting to them, but they want to address something like how to take care of our day-to-day problems, how to maintain our happiness, because in Kerala, if you see, generally people are having everything. They don't need much of the other things. They are self-contained, more or less. I don't know, anybody from Kerala here? Okay, he may be knowing to some extent actually. Right. So that way what happened is, these things are looks like something like an extra. But then later we made them to understand, and they also came out with the things, yeah, we have everything but not the sustainable things for us. So how to make it sustainable, our peace of mind, happiness, or how to control mind, this kind of things came up actually. Then we started slowly introducing programs one by one and with various topics, which you will see in the video what I saw as a glimpse of it. And then what happened is from center, slowly it started to move into organizations actually. Some of the people who attended connected their HR, and the HR just came and asked, we came to know through some of them that you are conducting such programs, is it possible to conduct in office things actually? Then we asked, what is your requirement in the office? So because anything what we do, first we should understand what for they are calling and what they need it actually, right? Accordingly, if you go only, there will be a welcome for that actually. So accordingly, they come and said that most of the time it is a stress, or most of the time it is something like attitude problems, which we want to address it. So what happened is, one company came and said that our employees are getting some kind of refreshment, but the employees' families are not getting that refreshment actually. So they said, we are conducting every month some gathering for employees' families, so can you come and address how to take care of stress there? So what happened is, it is not for employees, but employees' families, we conducted a program for stress-free living. I think it is in Apollo Tires in Ernakulam actually. And then another company came and said, we have a problem in handling the customers, our sales force, so they want to know how to a change in attitude can help them actually. So interestingly, we said, okay, that's good. Then I said, if that is the case, can we take a top-down approach? Then they agreed that. And initially they arranged for 25 to 30 people of sales force, senior people, and we conducted a program in their organization, a change in attitude for a better life, and they found it is interesting for them. Now they are immediately asked for the last week before coming, I received a call to come for another program for next level people. So that way what happened is, this service is, I found it is going on now, and I found that it is very, very effective. If some of you who got this benefit of it, go and just talk to your HR or talk to your people, they can know, if they understand that, okay, this is going to be helpful, definitely they will come up and then propose for some kind of things, which can be in the organizations, or if not in organizations, it can be in your area, where nearby centers are there. Our centers are in almost every area actually. You can approach there and we can support you on how to arrange those things there also actually. Right? So it is very effective to take care of this kind of things, because in all these programs what we focus is basically how to apply this spirituality, not spirituality basically. We don't talk about spirituality in any of the programs, but we talk about how to apply the spirituality for our day-to-day things actually. Okay? So with this briefing, I would like you to have a look on the glimpses of what is the kind of topic we taken and how the programs went actually for that. Okay? Thank you.
You can sit.
Yeah, you can play the video of...
So...
This is one of the center we are in Ernakulam, where we run the program. topics what you see, some of them were suggested by them to go for it. And most of the programs like this kind of informal discussions also, where we interact with the people to understand what they want. And this is an organization in Bhopal, IT company. Family people who are the Dutch people. And in every program, most of the time we offer our design food also for them, and it's like a family meet. We'll have it and they spend some good time and take our blessings and then depart from there. Where the programs have been conducted, and there is one more initiative, and there is also next to the airport here in Kochi. Okay, thank you. That's it.
So this is an example of how programs being conducted in a very family, close, friendly kind of a location. We also have, I thought we will also share an example of how this is happening from professionals. As I was sharing earlier, it is each of you can become a change maker. You have experienced some benefit. You can go on and spread this to others. So you actually benefit yourself, but you can also benefit your colleagues. You can benefit their friends, family, and you can actually benefit your entire organization. So I would request Sister Geeta to come on stage. So she's from Bangalore. I think some of you met her yesterday. She's also the one who is responsible for the ambience of the stage, the lighting, the flowers, the flower pots, all of this. Everything that you see on the stage is her brain. She's also been instrumental in driving a lot of the SIT retreat programs in Bangalore. And their speciality is getting experts from both within India and outside India to help the professionals in Bangalore. And they know exactly what their problems they are going through, and then they go ahead and share all those experiences, and they have a lot of fun activities, very creative initiatives too.
Yeah. Om Shanti. Because we are in Bangalore, and you know Bangalore is a Silicon City, and we deal with many IT people, and we work around 8 to 9 hours with them. And we, as in who are regular practitioners, like Raj Yoga practitioners, we all have our own core team of 7 to 8 people. We all belong, or we are working associated with different IT companies. And then when we come to the center, when we sit across, and then we discuss what's happening, the very first trigger was, this is what happens. This is what happens in office. This is what happens. We all know. We are all the embodiment of our problems. So now the next trigger was, okay, when we all face, we are all on the same, world or same place. So we thought when we started applying this spirituality in our workplace, somehow something worked. We started feeling better, and we started applying it, and we also started feeling, oh, these challenges we can handle. I mean, we can handle, but it could be one step at a time. So the very first trigger was how we can help our own IT professionals is what the first question came. How? I benefited with something. I want to help. That urge of helping to others was the first trigger. And then that trigger helped us to think through how we can help these IT professionals, and our main focus is IT professionals. Then the place where I live is a very crowded place, and that place is completely with IT professionals because that is a place where it's a Marathali Bridge area where it is center of the place where they can go across different IT parks. And when I saw that crowd and when I saw too many people, then why not we take one program, just invite them, put a flyer in the temple, you know, ask them to come over. We didn't have any big center there. We don't have that ambience or center. Then we could get one temple, we took one some hall, and then the very first invite we could see 80 people coming. It was very easy for us to access people. Then it went on around 9 months or 10 months, and every month on month they were interested and they started coming to the session. That made even more, maybe that motivated us that why can't we invite them to the retreat center and make them experience the ambience as well, where we are meditating and then the vibes of the entire environment is completely serene. Then we started it at Jakur Retreat Center, which is completely away from Bangalore. And to our surprise, we saw even people coming there. It's almost 40 kilometers away from the city, and they still come. It means definitely they need something. And that was the second trigger. And that, as Banubhai mentioned, it's not just for how. While doing this, we also saw that our team started getting, you know, closer and closer, and we started identifying who is good in what. And then we now set up a team like, oh, he is good in this, he will take up this. So we have a kind of an event organizing team where every event can be organized very smoothly. So this was like we thinking about others, but that helped our own self. So these were the two things. And now in Bangalore, every month we have a sessions. Like as Banubhai mentioned, we are all learning, and we may not be appropriate or we may not be a very good facilitator, still we are learning. So we tried bringing Balabhai, many other speakers from the outside Karnataka, and then we invited people and they started, they started coming. And then we thought that why each time we need to get a facilitator outside, why can't we start? Because we also have to learn something. So we ourselves as a team, we got a training from internal facilitator, and now we do divided the teams, like 5 people in each team, and then we say, okay, this month you're going to do. And that team will take a topic, decide, read the content, prepare the presentation, do the flyer, and this way even the internal group becoming, stronger and then becoming, familiar with many other things. So this way we are very much happy to serve. At the same time, we are happy because our team is, becoming much stronger. So I would like to show some of the clippings of what the seva is happening. I think even now here, we have got good number of Bangalore attendees who attend regularly at the Jakur Retreat Center.
How many of you here are from Bangalore? Yeah. So many of them who are here from Bangalore have attended programs in Jakur, right? And then they are, after like 3 or 4 or so that programs in Bangalore, then they come here to see the larger gathering.
And once we finish this, we just thought, okay, we'll do some silence retreat. It's a residential retreat. The moment we did one, which was very first time for us, and the response was so much, and in the feedback they were saying, okay, we are looking forward for the next one. And that even motivated us for the next one within 6 months. And now we are determined that every 6 months we'll have a residential retreat where they come, just like this we'll have in locals chapter actually. They come, they stay here for 1.5 days, and then they are being given some with good learnings, and then they'll be coming back with every month with 1 or 2 hours of session followed up.
Sure.
This is a silent retreat that happened last year. It was called Digital Detoxification, Power of Digital Detoxification, where we encourage everything, but everything in silence. We have taken out the mobile completely, and then we ask them to be in silence. And the topic that what we choose is completely relevant to IT professional problems. We thoroughly do the brainstorming and come up with the topic, how that topic can conclude, which include health, which include, you know, physical health, mental health, and also the thoughts. And yes, the feedback was also, one of the feedback was, people here are doing seva. I mean, the moment I see them, we get a love through them. They are doing something with love, and this unconditional love is incomparable, is what one person mentioned. And
I also remember one feedback where somebody said, we are getting treated even better than 7-star hotels.
That was the recent silence retreat,
So one thing that I find very interesting is each of us here are of course coming here to take and experience this, but then imagine the growth and the change that can come personally when you go out and actually start sharing this to other people. So what Sister Geeta was mentioning is how they started observing their personal transformation when they started looking at serving others. And that serving others, that intention itself started inculcating some qualities in themselves. They didn't know they were speakers. They didn't know they were facilitators. But now they have a team that can plan everything. Everything from Photoshop, designing the flyer, to video recording, editing the video, uploading everything, entire stretch. So they have built skills within themselves in the process of actually serving others.
Yeah, so now the couple of updates is we have couple of companies, like including mine. Whenever the issue comes, they say, okay, block the calendar, block the conference room, and teach something for them to the my team. And we have Sumit Bhai, he's a part of Fun at Work. Even there, he does all this applying spirituality with example like the water therapy, the water, how the thoughts affect the water, the food. So so this way we'll be able to support or even give some services at our IT company as well.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you.
I request Brother Neeraj to come on stage, please. So now you saw IT professionals doing service within Bangalore, but now we are looking at one example of someone who has used some very innovative ways to do outreach. He is a member of so many clubs, and he's also have a very good network and connects with several leaders of the organization. So using his own story of transformation, he has invited others to join them.
Om Shanti, and good evening to all of you. So Geeta Behen and Bharti Bhai already explained like why we need such retreats, and we felt the transformation first, and then we tried to give the same kind of transformation to others. So I will not talk much on that. So I'll share much on like how we do different services in the Delhi NCR. So in Delhi NCR, like we have divided the whole team. Like we have a very big team of IT professionals who are working as a IT professionals as a different positions, but at the same time they are regular BKs. We follow the principles of BK life. So we have divided the team into different cities. Like we have a dedicated team of IT professionals for Delhi, Gurgaon, Faridabad, Noida, Greater Noida, Ghaziabad. So like we have a different team in different cities. And how we are doing the sevas, like we are doing the three kind of programs. Like we do public programs at our own BK centers. Then we do the public programs, big public programs at different IT companies venue. They will provide their venues to serve the IT professionals. And the third way is like companies invite us for doing the sessions or conducting the sessions at their own places in their company. So how this connection happens? Like in different companies we have a different clubs. Like in one of my current company we have NCR club. So through NCR club, like any, and we do different kind of activities like sometimes some gaming activity, sometimes spirituality, mindfulness. So in this case, like, we invite, sometimes we take sessions to our colleagues, and sometimes we invite outside BK faculties also for conducting those sessions. In some companies, in my recent past company, we were having citizen forums. So there we did one session, and then the chief people officer of the company was very much interested, or he got so much of inspiration. Then we had, it's our fortune, we have our retreat center also in NCR, Om Shanti Retreat Center. So we have a Northern India retreat during that time, and that company sent 50 employees from all over the, it was HCL Technology who sent 50 all HR professionals across their all branches from HCL to the campus. And then, by having such sessions, those people who are get inspirations, then they try to inculcate those values to their employees. So the latest example is BHEL. In BHEL, there is the corporate learning head, who is the head of all India, BHEL. He is so much of inspired, every month we have having 6 days program, 3 days continuous, not one day, 3 days continuous. So we are having two programs, 6 days in a month. And we have a corporate learning and development center of BHEL in Noida itself. So we do this, this month we have a 3 session, means 9 days. So from all over in the India, their employees come and we do 1 hour session for continuously 3 days. Similarly, you might have seen Mr. Mukesh Sharma, who was sitting in the morning on the, he's the CEO of QA Infotech. So the whole, all, they are 4 CXOs in QA Infotech, they all have come this time. So they have all got inspirations by listening to Sister Shivani initially, or by different meanings now. They are doing these programs at their own places. So every month or every once in a 2 months, we have program for their own employees. And then they also provide their venue to do public programs for IT professionals, where we can invite all the IT professionals from Noida or NCR to their place on weekend, and we can do that, and they provide all the services, because they also want that transformation into the everyone. So this is how we are conducting these programs. And any of you wants to, anyone of you wants to, do programs in your own company, so there are different ways, there are citizen forums and different clubs in their own company, or then you can connect with HR or learning and head, and then we can have a formal programs also into the companies, and this way we can continue the journey. Thank you.
Yeah.
Some glimpse of programs in Delhi.
Yeah.
So there are, here are, we have put only few, very few clips, but we have done so many programs apart from that. This is a program we had in our retreat center in ORC for all IT professionals. here are the few key feedbacks. If you can go through this, these are the key transformations. People have shared their feedbacks. So only we have displayed few. Feedback from Sanjay Mendiratta. He is HCL Vice President Global Head and he has now come into regular to BK after his own transformation. This is from Nirbhav who came last year and now I think he has also come this year also. And these are the numbers of our team which is spread in NCR, so you can connect us if you want to locally, and anytime you can connect to me as well, so I can connect you with the local team. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Brother Brijesh? Yeah. So we'll quickly do one last city and then I'll also invite some attendees from last time who have promised that they'll share their experience. So, please get ready. We'll play Hyderabad only. Yeah. So, Brother Brijesh is a senior manager in Infosys and he has got his brilliant experience of sharing the benefits of meditation in Infosys.
Yeah. Thanks, Bhanu. So, the journey of meditation sessions at Infosys was something unique. Bala will have already shared with you the genesis of SIT retreats in Hyderabad. At the same time, we started with services in Infosys. We started this 8 years back with just a couple of people wanting to learn meditation. And they came for counseling and we kind of tried counseling them, but we were not successful. We thought we'll leave that job to God and we asked God to take care. And we started with some silent meditation in one corner. We've got a beautiful campus, if you've seen Infosys. So, next to the swimming pool, near a gazebo, we started doing meditation. People started coming there and then, you know, people started realizing this. Then one of the DC head chats, somebody requested the DC head, why don't we have a meditation center? And the facilities came searching throughout the campus and then they found us meditating. Can we use this area to do meditation? Or can we convert this? I said, what's your campus? You tell us whatever you want to do. And that's how, you know, a gazebo became a meditation area. And then HR also found that this is a very important initiative that they need to do, incorporate in their, you know, wellness programs. And they said, why don't you take a couple of sessions? And that's when we invited, as we said, you know, we invite seniors from our, so Brala came and we had sisters and brothers from Mount Abu, from Turkey, from London. And they found it interesting and people started connecting with them. And this was a very informal sessions, but people liked it so much that they wanted repeat sessions. Then and naturally we cannot call external facilitators quite frequently, so some of us were asked to, you know, take up some regular sessions. We started taking some sessions after office hours, that is between 5 and 6, and we kind of, in this last 8 years, covered around 10,000 employees, as in 10,000 participants from this campus. Though it started with our campus, we moved on to the SEZ campus, that's another 450 acres campus. We took sessions in Pune and Bangalore and America's one session. And people liked it so much that they wanted more and more sessions. Then the HR came up with a brilliant idea. We have different clubs. We have dance club, we have a yoga club, we had a music club. He said, why don't you make it a club? We were more excited doing that, so that we can actually host our own programs. So through the club, we started executing some of these programs, and HR felt that, you know, why don't we make this as a HALE initiative? That's when, you know, we started getting recognition as the mailers were sent out to 10,000 folks every week, and people were excited about these meditation sessions. And not just youngsters, but elders, seniors, facilities folks, the security staff, the parents of the infusions, and the children during the Happy Campus events started liking. And as we progressed, we also found that, you know, almost people from every sphere of life are interested. But then, our sessions were more of silence. So we had an interesting perspective from some of these facilitators who were helping us. They started incorporating music as a tool, dance as a mode of relaxation, exercise as a mode of, you know, settling down, and then getting into meditation. And that's how we started with a few more tools which could actually help them. And that's when, you know, the management started requesting different teams, I should say accounts, who started asking us. So there were, we did sessions for clients, we did sessions outside of organization, BPO folks, we did sessions in ODCs to ensure that, you know, they are stress-free. And as we progressed, you know, we were always in search of places where we could do, as you find a lot of pockets in this particular campus also where you can actually become relaxed. And since this was not so spiritual also, it was more to do with some scientific studies that we have shared. One most important thing that we started was sharing with them importance of silence. And when we started doing meditation in silence, we got more participation. And the silence itself, you know, gave way to space which the company identified and said, why don't you use this space and make it a silence area? And so now we are in the process of, you know, creating this beautiful ambience in this place which is dedicated only for, you know, meditating. You might call it a mindfulness room or a silent room or a meditation room. And that's how the meditation journey at our company started.
So one of the interesting things is Infosys HR has won several HR awards thanks to this initiative. So because they have an employee engagement program, that actually spans the entire company and has resulted in so many benefits, and the outcomes are so clear. So many people have shared their experiences. So not many initiatives get that kind of clear outcomes. So they have received a lot of awards on this as well. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hyderabad.
I think we just have a couple of pictures there, but we'll share with you offline.
Now you have seen how organizations are conducting this, but then how would it be from an employee perspective? What would an employee go through when they get experience of meditation? I invite Raghav to come on stage. So Raghav has been a participant from last year. So he used to work on a very challenging problem on mental health for a small startup. And then he has gone on to now take up a position at another startup. And he's been a regular meditator. So this is his first year of professional experience. So he's just got 1 year of experience in IT. But then we'll quickly hear in a minute his experience of what he has done in the last year with respect to meditation and how it has helped him. You can sit down, I think. Yeah, he's here.
So I got introduced to Brahma Kumaris through Bhanu sir. He was our mentor. And since then there are a lot of things that we picked up in the last SIT session. And I have been deliberately practicing these, I don't know what to call them, but I have been deliberately practicing these three things that I would tell you. So first thing, so I'll share a recent experience that I just moved into a new company and I've been there in Pune from past 3.5 months almost. So I live, this was my first experience out, honestly, without my friends. I was all alone in this entire city. And even in my office, I don't have any friends, not like hardly talk to anyone because I'm solely working on a project. So believe in 3 months, only people feel that about me ki 3 mahine se ye ek hi kamre mein aur ek alag city mein reh raha hai jahan uske koi dost nahi hai, koi kuch nahi hai, but entire day I spend smiling and doing my work and not getting any kind of sad feelings. Even if I do, I just recognize these three steps or three things that I have been keeping to myself, I don't need any reason to be happy. You need reason to be sad, so I am always happy. Second thing is, whatever I do, I just do it with a full involvement. So anything I do, no matter what, I am always smiling or enjoying that whatever I'm doing with full, whatever, I wouldn't say full, but yeah, with as much as involvement I can, be in. And third thing is that we learned from detach, detox, and detach. Yeah, so like that, the detachment is something that stuck with me. So no matter what is the condition with someone who is very close to me, they are going to certain things. Like everybody told in the morning, ki log pareshan ho jate ki ki tumhe affect kyun nahi ho raha. It means you don't have any feelings for me or for us or for your family. You're completely detached. Sannyasi banna hai kya? But it's not like that. I do care. I always come up with a pragmatic solution. But sometimes that people don't, they have a different way of appreciating that things, but it's really a great feeling. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Anybody else would like to come and share their experience? Any questions? Okay. Again, do you know what time we are meeting tomorrow? 4:30 in this hall. We'll close with a minute of meditation. I thank everybody who came on stage and presented their experiences today. Thank you very much for coming with very short notice and preparation. Thank you. Om Shanti.